Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Guys out, you're missing half your guys back there. Can that be the kind of thing that can galvanize a group, focus better on defense and everything else?
Well, I think so. I think we can rally around this. You know, it's a great opportunity for some guys to step up and play more significant roles back there. It's a great opportunity for all the rest of us to, you know, to make sure that we play an inspired game, a spirited game, and a game that's stingy defensively. And I think that's an important aspect of it. I think without a doubt, it's something we can rally around for sure.
Mike, just where are things status-wise for Marcus, Jan, and Jeff?
Okay, so Jeff is skating this morning after the practice. His status right now, I would categorize it as day-to-day. Marcus is week-to-week with a lower body injury. Roots is the same. He's week-to-week with a lower body injury. Bones is status quo. I think that Kulikov, the same thing. He's status quo. He's week to week.
Taylor Fadun got the recall. If he's in your lineup, this will be the first time he's played almost 3 years, I think, into the NHL level. Just what's your observation of him as a professional staying with it, particularly given the way his career started so roughly?
He's just a great pro. You know, he's a great pro. He's a he's a conscientious, trustworthy player. He plays a simple game. He's been a valuable player for us in Wilkes-Barre. He's just brings great leadership for our younger guys that are down there. He's just a good pro.
Mike, who's in goal for you tonight?
Tristan.
Yes. What goes into that decision? How difficult is it to make this time of year with his recent struggles?
Well, there's a lot of things that go into the decision, you know. I'm not going to get into the details on what we talk about and how we make that decision, but there are a lot of things that the coaching staff talks about. At the end of the day, Jars is a real good goalie, and we know what he's capable of, and I think he's a lot closer than what the numbers look like. And so we feel as though he's a guy that that we're going to need here down the stretch. Case is a solid goalie as well, and has given us good minutes. I'm not going to say these decisions are easy by any stretch. They're not. They're always difficult decisions. We believe we have two capable guys, but we believe Jars is a guy that's important to us.
Mike, is there a thought about making adjustments to your system when you get into a situation like this where you might want to insulate for your defense, or do you resist that just because it's too much of a shock to their system, if you will?
Well, I think it's I think to completely change how we're going to play at this particular time of year might create more problems with respect to just allowing our players to play in an instinctive mindset. That's not to say that we're not capable of playing a game that is more calculated, and I think that's an important aspect of winning anyway, is making sure that you play a calculated game, regardless of what your system is. So that's an area where we're trying to improve and get better at, regardless of who's in our lineup. So, I think we need to make sure that that we bring a solid game on both sides of the puck, and we play a calculated game on both sides of the puck. And I think if we do that, I think we put all of our guys in a position to have success.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.